Let us pray. Eternal God, as we await the coming of our Savior, give us the courage to hope. Give us the grace to see your plans of redemption for our lives, for this community, and for the world, through Jesus Christ, the source of our redemption and hope. Amen. Service continues on page 355. We will use the third opening acclamation. Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins.
His mercy endures forever.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in that day when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. The word of the Lord. The psalm for this morning is Psalm 122, found on your insert. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity with itself, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, the assembly of Israel, to praise the name of the Lord. For there are the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and quietness within your towers. For my brethren and companions' sake, I pray for your prosperity. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do you good.
Second reading is a letter from Paul to the Romans. You know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery or licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "About that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be left in the field, and one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken, and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So welcome to the first week of Advent. In case you haven't noticed, with all the purple hanging around, we're in the first week of Advent, and that's the week when we talk about the second coming of Christ. The rest of the weeks we will be talking about waiting for the infant child. And this is the week when we're told with all the scripture, keep awake, pay attention, prepare yourself, get ready, it's gonna come. And what we know is that we don't like the unexpected. And what does it mean to get ready? And I know, and I've said it before, like if we could pick one from column A and two from column B and three from column C and know we were good, we would do that maybe. But we're not given that list. It's just told to be ready. And I think about the road trip I took this summer driving around the country, 15,000 miles, and I got new tires and brakes before I went. And I remembered to put my title in my car, lock it in a secret hidden place just in case my little car didn't make it, 200,000 miles on it before I left. I packed clothes for extreme cold because I knew there could be snow. I packed clothes for extreme hot. I made sure I stopped regularly for gas. I didn't wait until I had 300 miles on my car, which I usually do with a 10-gallon tank. I had the food I needed. I had the park passes. I had printed out my maps. Everything was ready. And I thought, the more I worry about, do I have enough gas? Do I have enough water? Do I have enough clothes? Do I have enough money? Do I have, the more anxious I became. And I had to say, you know what? You're as ready as you're going to be. And most likely something unexpected will happen, but you'll deal with it when it comes. Hard to do that. The readings today, like I said, all tell you to be ready, get ready. So the first one from Isaiah, the other part is this is apocalyptic. It's in the future. It's not today, but it doesn't specify when. So Isaiah says, in the days to come. At some point, the house of the Lord shall be established on the highest of mountains and shall be raised above all the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. Many people will come and say, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. And that's echoed in Psalm 122 that we just said, which says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord, in verse 2, and now my feet are standing there. We are there, and it promises this time when our swords will be beaten into plowshares and our staffs, we will be at peace. All nations will come, and we will all be at peace. But it says, but not yet. Not yet. And Romans tells us to keep awake. Salvation is near. Put off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. For the Lord is near us. Again, it doesn't tell us what to do or how to do it or when it's going to come, other than put off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put on Christ. The same is true with the gospel today. Our gospel starts Matthew 24, verse 34. But verse 31 tells us again that Jesus will gather the elect from the four winds and from one end of heaven to the other, and all nations will be judged. All nations. And Jesus then says to the disciples, not very reassuringly, but on that day, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, only the Father. And it tells us that unexpected, there'll be two in the field, one will be there, the other not. Two in the kitchen, two here and there and everywhere, and one will be gone and one will be not. So keep awake, pay attention, prepare yourself. And what we know is life doesn't work like that. I talked to Luann last night on the phone, and she gave me permission to tell her story because she sees it as a series of miracles. Now, you may or may not know that she fell in September, bumped her head. She was fine. But at Thanksgiving dinner at her son's house in just outside Buffalo, she started having some unusual symptoms. She says most Thanksgivings they go to Atlanta to be with that son, or if not, Kurt comes to Hammondsport to have dinner. But this year, because of a number of things, they were right outside Buffalo. At that moment, Terry called his daughter to wish her a happy Thanksgiving. She lives out of state. He wished her a happy Thanksgiving and said, oh, by the way, Luann just isn't quite right. And the daughter said, get to the emergency room now. So then the discussion ensued around the table, well, which emergency room? And Kurt, the son, remembered seeing a billboard about the neurology unit that just had been built, world-renowned neurology unit, 20-minute drive from their house. So that's where they went. And Luann has since been told that people come from around the globe to have surgery there. It is world-renowned. And she got one of the world-renowned surgeons. She said the nurse whispered to him, he's one of the best. Surgery was supposed to last 3 hours. Typically last 3 hours, can go longer. She was out in an hour. She is now walking, talking, eating, on the road to recovery. And she said, you know, if we had gone to Atlanta, or if this had happened when I was at my sister's house, or if this, I had been in Hammondsport and they had taken me to the Penn Yan Hospital, and just all the things that lined up. Yes, the unexpected happens, but she was in the right place at the right time. And she calls that a miracle and gives thanks for that. And what we know is that life is precious and precarious. We don't know what's coming next. And so we try to prepare for it. We buy medical insurance, and some of us have health life insurance. And we try to avoid things that cause great risk. And we try to do all the right things to ensure we are going to be safe forever. But we know that isn't true. Things happen. Stuff comes up. I have a master's in counseling, and when I was going to college for the master's in counseling, one of the techniques we learned to use with patients, we practiced on each other, and he said, okay, I want everybody in this room to think of a horrible thing that's happening in your life right now. And he said, what's the worst that can happen? Well, I had recently had surgery on my wrist, and it was going to be in a cast for 6 weeks, right hand, and that was back in the day when you had to write your notes and write your exams. There were no laptops or voice recorders. And it was 6 weeks before the end of the semester. And I said, well, it's my hand. And he said, what's the worst that could happen? And I said, well, I can't take notes. I can't write my exams. And he said, so what's the worst that can happen? And I said, well, I'll fail. And he said, so what's the worst that can happen? And I said, well, I'll have to drop out. And he said, so what's the worst that can happen? And I said, well, then I won't get a master's degree. well, what's the worst? And he kept on with everybody in the class until I said, well, then, you know, I won't be able to feed my family. And he's like, oh, Lynn, really? You have a bachelor's degree. You have a job. But we go there in our heads. We go to all those places of worry rather than thinking about Jesus who promises us no matter what, he is with us. No matter what, we are called to salvation. No matter what, he has died for us and promises us new life. No matter what. But do we turn to him? And that's the thing that Advent helps to teach us. The darkest time of the year, the time of year when most of us feel a bit of depression or despair, because it's dark, because Christmas is coming, because we think about we're not going to get the perfect gift for somebody else, or we don't have enough money, or we start thinking about the family members that we have lost and aren't going to be there, or the family members who live too far away, or the family members where there's broken relationships and we're really worried about them. And we can fall into that pit of despair, but at the same time we're told that the baby Jesus is coming and he's going to transform the world. And he brings that spark of light into the deepest, darkest places of our lives if we turn to him. During the season of Advent, we're invited to take on an additional practice, regularly reading scripture or spending more time in prayer or doing good works for other people. There's a variety of things we can do so that we are focusing on turning to Jesus. That's what we're invited to do. So when despair hits, turn to Jesus, get on your knees and pray. Amen. In case you didn't have a chance to read the insert in your bulletin, during the season of Advent, we're going to observe a minute of silence where we stay seated until the creed is announced. I invite you to stand as you are able and join together in saying the creed found on page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty.
Prayers of the People is Form 3, found on page 387 of the prayer book. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church, that we all may be one. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you, that your name may be glorified by all people. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may be faithful ministers in your word and sacraments. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world, that there may be justice and peace on the earth. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake, that our works may find favor in your sight. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble, that they may be delivered from their distress. Give to the departed eternal rest. Let light perpetual shine upon them. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
Hasten, O Father, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we, your servants who now live by faith, may with joy behold your Son at his coming in glorious majesty, even Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor on page 360. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in
thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and have come repentant. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. This is the first Sunday of the month, and the first day of the month, and the first day of Advent, and everything else. We have a time of thanksgiving. I invite you to come forward if you have a birthday, anniversary, a healing, or something else to be thankful for. For what are you thankful?
First of all, for getting here safely. I'm also for my daughter, my son, my granddaughter, and my daughter-in-law.
Lots of birthdays. Son, daughter, daughter-in-law,
and granddaughter.
Oh, my goodness. And thanks for getting here safely.
Well, I have a birthday on December 13th. I'm not going to say which one.
A birthday on December 13th.
I have a birthday on December 13th.
Yeah, they are twins.
Yeah.
But different mother, different year.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Parker's birthday and sister's birthday. Celebrate our 65th anniversary on her birthday at the end of the month. So you're 66, you were born. Let us say together the prayer in your bulletin for a time of thanksgiving. Oh God, our times are in your hands. Today we praise you for giving our brothers and sisters cause for thanksgiving in their lives. Look with favor upon all your people. Continue in each of us the good works you have given us to do. Strengthen our trust in your loving kindness, that we may continue to live our lives to your honor and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
She can hold it for as long as you keep talking. Good morning and welcome. My goodness. Travel safely going home, please. And yes, I need to go to the grocery store, but I think I'll keep it really short and safe. I always need to go to the grocery store, but that's another story. So we don't know what the weather's going to be. They said 1 to 3 inches today, 3 to 5 tonight, 1 to 3 tomorrow, or not, or more, or... But, of course, use your wisdom when it comes to tomorrow night's Bible and book group. If it's still a sloppy mess, don't come, okay? I don't want to have to call everybody and miss somebody. Just use common sense, please. There's dishes downstairs. You know, we collect the odd platter and bowl and whatever. If they're yours, please take them home. And I had said, you know, if you don't collect them this week, they're going in the White Elephant sale on Saturday. So if it's your precious dish, come and look. The plastic one, I guess, we'll probably give away no matter what if it's not claimed. So cookies. Wednesday, starting at 1, we're going to decorate 160 cookies to give away at the cookie walk on Saturday. I need people to sign up to help because I don't want to frost 160 cookies by myself. I can, but I don't want to. Karen made them by herself, but... So if you can, come on Wednesday, or if you can sign up for Saturday to take an hour to hand out cookies for the cookie walk, that would be great. And if you have any handcrafted items or white elephant items to give, all money that is collected from the sale on Saturday while the cookie walk is happening goes to the mission committee. I think I'll save the rest of the, you can read the rest of the announcements. Are there any other announcements? £85 of personal care and food items to the pantry this month. And there's another basket. And we made the quota in the gravy, so. And Athlete Center is coming up, yes? All right. Seeing no other hands. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself to us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
Service continues with Eucharistic Prayer A on page 361. Eucharistic Prayer A. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you sent your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death and to make us heirs in him of everlasting life. That when he shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may without shame or fear rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament, to serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us see the feast.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Flesh and dwelt among us.
Post-communion prayer is found on page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your
Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord.
May Almighty God, by whose providence our Savior Jesus Christ came among us in great humility, sanctify you with the light of his blessing and set you free from all sin. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.